Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. So we will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph at the second line. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oyvei Kochavim Shoreis B'Torah. A ben noyach that learns Torah, says the Gemara, is Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Misa if he learns Torah. Shenamar, Torah Tziv Lana Moshe, Lana my Rasha is only to us an inheritance, v'loy lahem, and not to the Bnei Noyach. Ask the Gemara, if so, v'lichshava gabasheva mitzvahs. So why is it not mentioned as one of the Zayin mitzvahs Bnei Noyach? Says the Gemara, mandam my Rasha, according to the mandam that says the way to read that pasuk is Torah tziv alonu Moshe my Rasha, that it's to us an inheritance, migzal gozalai. So since the Torah is an inheritance to Klal Yisrael, if a guy learns Torah, he's stealing from Klal Yisrael, and as we have learned so many times, gezel, dinim, are already one of the Sai mitzvahs bnei noyach, and that's why it doesn't have to be listed separately. Ask the mefarshim, isn't the definition of gezel, the definition of gezel is that I take something away from someone else and take it for myself. So ask the mefarshim, how could we include a ben noyach learning Torah in the category of gezel, even if it's Aram Mayrasha, when the guy takes away Torah, learns Torah, he isn't taking away something from us that we don't have it anymore. That's not called gezel. So the Brisker Rav says a chiddush, that what is called gezel by a Jew and what is called gezel by a guy is not actually the same. And by a Jew, gezel is only if he takes it away in a way that the person he takes it away from is missing something. By a ben noyach, it's considered gezel even if the person who he takes it away from isn't missing anything. That's the Brisker Rav's answer. Other mefarshim explain as follows. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ubetayrasoi yege yoimam v'layla," and the Gemara explains "Ubetayrasoi," that first when somebody learns Torah, it's considered the Torah of Hashem, but once somebody learns Torah as mechadish chedushim in Torah, that Torah becomes his Torah. So if a guy will be allowed to learn Torah and be mechadish chidushay Torah, that Torah will now be his, and if a Jew will then learn that chiddush, the Jew will not have the opportunity to have that Torah. And that's why it's considered gezel, he's taking away something from a Jew. Mandam Marasa, the mandam that says to read the pasuk Torah Tzivalon and Moshe Ma'irasa Kilas Yaakov. So, Dina Kanara Marasa, the halacha is that the Torah is to us like a Marasa, and somebody takes it away is Chayv Skila. And as the Mashal and Rishash explained, based on the Gemara that we just learned the other day, the halacha is that a goy is, the ben noyach is also osur b'gilui arayis. But the Gemara taught us that is only regarding gilui arayis that apply to a goy, eishes ish, etc. But any gilui arayis which is only possible by Klal Yisrael, that if a guy does that Gilui Arayis, it's going to be considered a situation that he should be treated like a Jew. So they explain as follows. Since, as we know, the halacha is that the Gemara taught us this, the Nara HaMarasa doesn't apply by Goyim. So if a guy has relations with a Nara HaMarasa, unlike his regular Chiyav Misa, which is either Saif or Chenek, his Chiv Misa will be Skila. And that's why Al Gemara's wording is very accurate. Al Gemara is saying that for Goy to learn Torah, it's like him taking from a Nara HaMurasa. A Nara Murasa, when a Goy has relationship with, the Halacha is a Chiv Skila. Meisvei asked on this from a Braisa, the Braisa says, Hayra Meya Omer, Nine Shafil Ivakacham Vice Bitaira. How do we know if a guy is learning Taira? Shuka Kohen Gadol, that he is compared to the Kohen Gadol, Shinema Shiyas Oisab Adam Vachaibem. The Taira says, the Pasuk says regarding Taira, Ashiyas Oisab Adam Vachaibem. Kahanim Levim Yisraelim Loi Nemer. The Pasuk doesn't speak about Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. The Pasuk says, Ha Adam, Halamarata to teach us, Shafilu, Ivaka Chavim, Vaisk Bataira, even if he's Ivaka Chavim that learns Taira, Hareyuka Kohen Gadol. He's considered like the Kohen Gadol. The reason the Pasuk singles out, the Gemara singles out Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara says in Mesech the Hoyrius, Yukari him Pneumim. The Gemara says regarding Taira that Yukari him Pneumim, it's more valuable than Pneumim, it's more valuable than the Kohen Gadol Ha Nichnas Lefnayu Lefnim. It's more valuable than the Kohen Gadol that goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So how could we say that a guy doesn't learn Torah? Answers the Gemara, Hashtam, that's referring to Sheva Mitzvah too. The guy is certainly supposed to learn the Sai Mitzvah B'nei Noach that we've been learning that they're obligated to follow. The Mepharshim explain why does the Gemara specifically furthermore compare him to a Kohen Gadol, that just like a Kohen Gadol is greater than all other Kohanim, so too a guy who learns Torah is greater than all other Bnei Noach. Furthermore, Rashi seems to say that our Gemara is saying that Ha'adam comes to include Ben Noach. Says Rashi, the Gemara says, Atem kruim Adam, vein oivde kacham kruim Adam. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon. And therefore Rashi says that Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are arguing what is, or if a guy, if a noich is included in Adam or not. However, Taisus makes the following distinction. Taisus is a difference if it says Adam or Ha-Adam. Adam, says Taisus, excludes Bnei Noach. Ha-Adam includes Bnei Noach. And Taisus explains, and the Taisus of Rosh explains Taisus' pshat, because he says the word Adam is a miyut, and the hey is a miyut, and we have a rule that a miyut acha miyut elul rabbis, and it's coming to be marba Bnei Noach. So our Gemara clearly has taught us that Akum, the Bnei Noach, are not supposed to learn Torah. The only question is, what is and what isn't included in the Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach? The Issah for Bnei Noach to learn. The Mon Rav Ram says that the Shilta Gebarim says that Tnach and Bnei Noach may learn. Others say that Nevi'im and Ksum they may learn, Torah they may not learn. Others draw a distinction between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. There's also interesting machlokes. The opinion of the Mashah is that if a guy is learning Torah because he wants to become a ger, certainly he may learn Torah. Anytime a guy is learning Torah for a purpose, he may learn Torah. And the Raya, the Mepharshim bring, is from Noach. Noach, the Torah teaches us, knew which were the behemoth Tahira, which were the kosher animals, and which were the behemoth Tamei, which were the non-kosher animals. How did Noach know? He must have learned. We're learning now that a Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah. The answer is that a Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah only for the sake of learning. But if he's learning Torah because he needs to know which mitzvah to fulfill, Noach needed to know, as Mepharshim explained, which mitzvah, which animals were tar and which animals were tamei, because he brought more tar animals than tamei animals to the teva. Furthermore, Noach had to was going to bring a carbon when he left the teva, and he only allowed to bring a carbon from a kosher animal. So Noach needed to know which was the kosher animal and which was the non-kosher animal, and therefore Noach needed to learn, and therefore in any situation where a guy is learning because he needs to know to become a ger or for whatever purpose, a guy may learn. The Rabbi Kivega seems to disagree. Rabbi Kivega's opinion is that a guy may never learn Torah. Continues the Gemara. One more nice vart before we go into the next sugya. There's a very famous episode in the history of Klal Yisrael. In the history of Klal Yisrael, there was the episode, there was what's known as the Bayless Affair, where there was a Jew whose name was Mendel Bayless, that he was accused of killing, a non-Jew, and he was put in trial in Moscow. And actually, that trial wasn't just a trial of Mendel Bayless, but really the entire Jewish religion was put on trial. And during that trial, the Goyim brought the various claims that they had against the Jewish religion to the trial. And the one that was arranging the answers to all of these challenges was Rav Yaakov Maza. Rav Yaakov Maza was the chief rabbi of Moscow. And one of the claims that they had was from our Gemara, that our Gemara denigrates the Bnei Noach by saying that a Bnei Noach sh'oisik b'toyra chayiv misa. And Rav Maza needed to defend us, the Jewish religion, against that claim. And he sent these questions to various rabbonim around the world. And this question was brought to Ramei Shapiro, actually was brought to the Chartkva Rebbe, who discussed it with Ramei Shapiro. Ramei Shapiro was a Chartkva Chassid. And Ramei Shapiro said the way to understand Pshat and the Gemara is Adam Ben Noach Sh'asik B'Torah. If you have a Ben Noach who spends time learning Torah, so if he spends time learning Torah, he ought to know what is the right thing to do and what is not the right thing to do. And this individual still doesn't act properly. He still continues acting like a Ben Noach, Chayiv Misa. That is a very serious claim. How does a person who learned Torah still act like a Ben Noach? That's how we explain Pshat in this Gemara. Says the Gemara further. We learned that one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach was Eva Menachai. Rabbi Gamliel Bar Gamliel included Af Dam Menachai. That also Dam Menachai is considered one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Says the Gemara. It says in a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ach Basa B'Nafshoi Dama Lo Sechelu. Say to Rabbanan, this pasuk is coming to teach us the Isser of Eva Menachai. Rav Chanan Bar Gamliel says that this pasuk is not only coming to teach us the Isser of Eva Menachai, it's also coming to teach us the Isser of Dam Menachai. My Tam de Rav Chanan Bar Gamliel, what is the basis for Rav Chanan Bar Gamliel Pshat, Kribei, because he says the way to understand Pshat and the pasuk, Ach Basa B'Nafsha Dam Lo Sechelu, is to separate the pasuk. Basa B'Nafshoi Lo Sechelu, which will come to teach us that Eva Menachai is prohibited, and Dam Lo Sechelu, which will come to teach us Dam B'Nafsha Lo Sechelu, that you're not allowed to eat Dam Menachai. The Rabbanon, who disagree and don't have a separate Isser for Dam Menachai, they will say that this pasuk hahula mishri shratzim udasa. The purpose of this pasuk, as we've learned, is coming to teach us that even though eva menachai is aser, shratzim are permissible. Why are shratzim permissible? As we've learned, because only where the flesh and the dam are two separate entities is there a concept of dam. But by a sheretz, the dam and the basar are not considered two separate entities. And since they're not considered two separate entities, that's why there is no isser of evim menachai or dam by a sheretz. Of course, Jews are anyway not allowed to eat a sheretz. Kiyotze b'dav at oimer. We have a similar limud. Rach hazak, the pasuk says, Rach hazak levilti achol adam, ki adam hu anefesh. So again, the Torah teaches us that we're not allowed to eat, and the pasuk continues, "V'damba b'nafshu lo yisoichel." So the pasuk teaches us that you're not allowed to eat eva menachai, but it also teaches us that we're not allowed to eat dam menachai. That's how Rav Chanina learned. Rabbanan disagree with Rav Chanina, and they don't have a special iser to teach us Dam Menachai and Rabbanon. So therefore, what will the Rabbanon, who don't have a special iser for Dam Menachai, tell us that this pasuk comes to teach us? The Rabbanon say this pasuk comes to teach us Ahula Dam Hakaza Shenefesh Yotzbar Da'asa. In when an animal is slaughtered, there are four types of blood that come out. First, black blood comes out. It comes out gushing. Then comes out red blood. Then blood comes to spurt. And then it starts to come spill out again. And the Gemara is teaching us that the chiyuv for dam that comes out of a bat, out of a per animal, it's not only the animal that comes out right when it's slaughtered, because as Rashi explains, we might have thought, since the pasuk after discussing the iser dam says v'zakvachto mibekarcha umitzaincha, that perhaps only the initial blood that comes out when the animal is slaughtered is included in that iser, no other dam. That's why this pasuk comes to teach us that according to Rabbanan that all dam is included. Ask the Gemara. Now that we've learned that both Akum, the Bel Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael are Osir and Evim and Achai, ask the Gemara, Lomli Lemichtiv Lebnei Noach. Why does the Torah have to say this Issa to Bnei Noach, the Lomli Lemishnah of Sinai, and then repeat it again to Klal Yisrael by Sinai? It's obvious that it's already Osir. Answers the Gemara. As Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina taught us, Dam Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Kol mitzvah shenemru lebnei Noach, any mitzvah that was taught to Bnei Noach, the nishnas b'Sinai, and then was repeated on Sinai, is to teach us lezel lezel nemra, that it applies both to us and to them. However, if the mitzvah was said to Bnei Noach, v'loy nishnas b'Sinai, but it wasn't repeated on Sinai, the lesson is the liyisrael nemra. This is only a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, for Loyal Bnei Nemra. But it wasn't said to the Bnei Noach. The fact that it wasn't repeated on Har Sinai comes to teach us that it should only be said for Klal Yisrael. What it means to say is that Matan Torah teaches us that it was only to be taught and only to be followed by Klal Yisrael. Another way of explaining I saw from the Miri is that it was originally given to both Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael, but it was given with an expiration date for the Bnei Noach. The expiration date for the Bnei Noach is Matan Torah. Lebnei Noach v'lo nishnas b'Sinai. So a mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and not repeated by Sinai is Yisrael Nemra. We say it was only said to Klal Yisrael, but not to Bnei Noach. What is the example of such a situation? It says the Marav Anu Ein Lanu El Gid HaNasha. The only such example we have is Gid HaNasha, believe it Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara Masech Techulin discusses that we know that Klal Yisrael are not allowed to eat the Gid HaNasha. The Gemara Masech Techulin has a machloikis. When exactly was the Isser of Gid HaNasha given to Klal Yisrael? The opinion of Rabbanon is that it was only given to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. The reason that we find it mentioned in the Torah at the Parsha where Yaakov is having that battle with the Malach, because the Torah, after it gave the mitzvah, the Aveira rather, of Gid HaNasha at Har Sinai, placed it at the right place being by that parsha. That's how Rabbanon learned. Rabbi Yehuda say that no, that it was mentioned originally in to Yaakov, and then later on it was taught, and then it was and then at Har Sinai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at Posh Pshat in the Gemara, everybody was asking to get a nosha until Har Sinai. Since it wasn't repeated at Har Sinai, it was left for the Goyim alone and not for Klal Yisrael. Ask the Yad Ramah, how can we say that according to Yehuda, it was only mentioned, it was Osir, the Gid HaNasha was also Osir, both to Bnei Yisrael and to Bnei Noach, and then at Har Sinai, that Isra on the Bnei Noach was lifted? The pasuk that speaks about Gid HaNasha clearly indicates, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Giranosha. So Giranosha, says the Yad Ramah, was only always a mitzvah that only applied to Klal Yisrael. So Yad Ramah says a teretz. This is the way he explains the Gemara. He says that the way we need to understand the Gemara is that the Torah is teaching us that anything that's similar to Giranosha, actually Giranosha is only a model, only an example of a situation of a mitzvah that was first said to everybody and then not repeated at Har Sinai. But not that this halacha would be by Giranosha itself, because Giranosha was never applicable to the Goyim. He says it's referring to Piri of Arivia. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. If the Isser of Giranosha would have been repeated at Har Sinai, we would have said that Giranosha is also to Goyim also. Aye, the Pasuk says, Al Ken Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael. We would have explained the Pasuk to mean that we're speaking about B'nai Yisrael because B'nai Yisrael are descendants of Yaakov Avinu, who had the episode with the Giranosha. Only because what it was not repeated at Har Sinai, that is the only reason, teaches us the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Issa of Giranosha only applies to Klal Yisrael, not to Goyim. Another very interesting teretz, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, he says there are people who are B'nai Yisrael, but are not part of Klal Yisrael. He says there were people in Mitzrayim, there were Jews in Mitzrayim, who started becoming part of the Egyptian people. So such people didn't come to Matan Torah, they didn't leave Mitzrayim. Those individuals, says the Rebbeinu Yoina, are descendants of Yaakov Avinu, may not eat the Giranosha, but they weren't by Matan Torah, that they should be considered Klal Yisrael. A very big chiddush. And now the Gemara begins to elaborate on what we just discussed. Amar, Kamitzu Shadem L'Bnei Noach Vanishtu B'Sinai, any mitzvah that was said to B'nai Noach and repeated at Sinai, L'Zeh Zeh Nemra, means it was mentioned both for Klal Yisrael and for the B'nai Noach. Ask the Gemara, can we argue the other way? Adarava, Midi Ishnis B'Sinai, if it was repeated at Sinai, isn't the purpose of it being repeated is to teach us the Yisrael Nemr of Loyal Bnei Noach, that it's only for Klal Yisrael, not for the Bnei Noach? Answers the Gemara. Midi Isni Avetz Kacham B'Sinai. Certainly one of the halachas that was repeated at Har Sinai was Avetz Kachavim. For Ashkachon, and we know the Onish Avetz Kacham Melava, and Goyim are not allowed to worship Avetz Zorah, not only are they not allowed to worship Avetz Zorah, the reason they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael was because they worshipped Avetz Zorah. So it's a proof, that's something that was repeated, Lazel Zan Nemra. Asked Aruch Haner, perhaps the reason they were punished for Avodah Zarah is not because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Maybe B'nai Noach are allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. The reason they were punished is because of their forefathers who had worshipped Avodah Zarah. Answers Aruch Haner, by Goyim there is no concept of being punished for their forefathers' sins. So if they were punished for that Aveira, it must be because it's an Aveira for them. Continues the Gemara, L'Bnei Noach, but any mitzvah that was said to B'nai Noach for L'Nishtus B'Sinai wasn't repeated at Sinai, we learn that it was Yisrael Nemra, it was only said for Klal Yisrael v'loy L'Bnei Noach. Ask the Gemara, can we argue the other way? Adi Rabba, mit L'Nishtus B'Sinai, from the fact that it wasn't repeated at Sinai, isn't that a proof that L'Bnei Noach Nemra v'loy Yisrael, that it was only said to B'nai Noach and not to Klal Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Lekamidim, there is no Aveira, the Yisrael Shari, that we should say is Mutter for Yisrael, Olav Kachavim Osir. We can't have such a situation. Ask Taisvis that, so it says Taisvis that our Gemara is specifically speaking about something that is Mutter for Yisrael and Osir for a Goy. But we do find that there are things that are mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, kumvasei, and are also for a goy. Like we've been learning, Shabbos. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, as we learned in our previous year, and a Jew has a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. As Tosfos, we spoke the other day that a Akum is not allowed to kill an Uber. He's not allowed to kill a fetus. And Tosfos wants to suggest that a Jew who kills a fetus if it puts it, the mother in danger, didn't do anything wrong. But an Akum may not. Says Tosfos that perhaps a Goy, just like a Jew is allowed to kill a fetus if it's putting its mother in trouble, in danger, so too will be the halacha by an Akum. Another Teretz Tosfos gives that the reason a Jew is allowed to kill a fetus to save the mother is because the Gemara is looking for a situation where something is a mutter for a Jew, but not a mitzvah. Killing a fetus when it's putting its mother in danger is not only mutter, but it's actually a mitzvah. Ask them of our veloy very fast tire. The Torah teaches us in Pasha Kisetze, the Pasha of fast tire, that a Jew is allowed to take a fast tire in war. A goy may not. Answers the Gemara. Hasam mishum delabenei kibish ninu. Ask the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara as follows. Part of taking kibush in a war, part of kibush in a war includes that the Jew is allowed to, after he does kibush, is allowed to take the fast tire. But if there was no kibush, then the fast tire would not be permitted. A goy is never reaches the status of kibush. And since he never reaches the status of kibush, that's why he's not allowed to take ifas toyer. Ask the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin said that Geneva and Gezela are also by Akum. And the Gemara says that there is a situation of Kiyoitza that are similar to Geneva and Gezela that are also Akum, also by Akum. And the Gemara example of Kiyoitza of Geneva and Gezela was Pachas Mishava Pruta, which is also by an Akum, and by mutter by a Jew. Answers the Gemara, Hosman Shem Delabanei Mechila Nenu. As Mefarshim explained, a Jew, you're not allowed to steal Pachas Mishava Pruta from anyone. The difference between an Akum and a Jew is that an Akum is not Moichel on Pachas Mishava Pruta, and a Jew is. But that's not to say that there's inherent difference. It's Osir under both circumstances. So the Braisa said, Kamitzvah Shenemra, anything that was repeated at Har Sinai was meant for both Klal Yisrael and for the Akum. Ask the Gemara v'rei Mila. What about the Mitzvah Mila? It was originally said to Avram Avinu d'ksiv for Atas Brisi Tishmar for Nishnas b'Sinai, because the pasuk says b'yoy mishmini yimo and Yisrael Nemra v'loy l'bnei Noach. Ask the Mefarshim, perhaps a ben noyach is indeed chayiv emila. Tosfos asks, why isn't it mentioned in the Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei noyach? Because as the Gemara has said many times, in our list of the Zayin Mitzvahs b'nei noyach, we only include such things that are shev al taisa, that involve not doing something. It's an aveira to do something. Mila is not a shev al taisa. Mila is a kum vaseh. So the Rishonim give a number of answers. One answer is, from the fact that a goy is prohibited to being a moil for a Jew, it's a proof that goyim aren't in the parasha of Mila. Because if a goy was in the parasha of Mila, then we could use a non-Jewish moil to do a bris Mila. Another teretz that I saw is as follows. We know that there are two mitzvahs asay that are more stringent than all other mitzvahs asay, bris mila and karban pesach. They are the only two mitzvahs asay that if one doesn't fulfill them, he's chayiv karis. So since bris mila is such a serious mitzvahs asay which carries with it a chayiv karis, the Gemara is suggesting that even though it's a kumvah asay, it should certainly be listed in the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach if a ben noyach was obligated to have a bris mila. It must be that they're not obligated to have a bris mila, but that's difficult to understand according to the principles that our Gemara is setting forth. Because our Gemara is setting forth a principle that any mitzvah that was mentioned before Matan Torah and then repeated in Matan Torah applies both to Bnei Yisrael and to Bnei Noach. So bris mila ought to apply to Bnei Noach also. Answers the Gemara. The reason the din of bris mila was repeated at Har Sinai was only ahula mishra Shabbos udasa. The entire purpose was to teach us that a bris mila could take place in Shabbos, as the pasuk says, b'yoyva filo b'shabbos. So the reason it was repeated was specifically to tell us this din, not to tell us that b'nei noach are mechuyev in a bris mila. Ask the Gemara for a piririvya. What about piririvya? Shenemla b'nei noach, that was said to b'nei noach, the ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'atem pirurivu, v'nishnas b'sinai, lech emolahem, shuvalachem la'alechem. And again, ask the Gemara, le Yisrael Nemra, v'noi l'bnei noach. I was saying now that everything is that was repeated applies to both of them. Answers the Gemara, the reason the pasuk says lech emolahem shuvalahem la'alechem is for a different purpose altogether. Hahu to teach us l'chol davish reminyan tzarch minyan achla tirudasa. Since they were told that they may not have relations with their wives for the 3 days prior to Matan Torah, so now for them to be able to have relations, the pasuk has to explicitly say that they may. And here too, we have a machloikus Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the Gemara. Rashi says that the Gemara is teaching us that if something was said is also with a davish b'minyan, even though it was given with an expiration date, here it was clearly said that it will only be also for the 3 days. Still, the halacha is called davish b'minyan tzorach minyan achala tiroi. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that if it was given clearly with an expiration date, the halacha is that if the 3 days are up, it's automatically mutter. We don't need that the Torah should explicitly teach us that it's mutter. Rather, Tosfos explains that the reason why we were told to separate from our wives for the 3 days prior to Matan Torah was because Kabbalah Satorah requires Prisha, separating. And after Kabbalah Satorah, we still have the Torah. So we would think, therefore, that we should remain separate even after Kabbalah Satorah. Teaches us the pasuk that even though the Torah is still with us, shuvah lachem la'alechem, we may resume having relations with our wives. And the Torah explains and the Mefarshim explain why. Because shuvah lachem la'alechem, what we were learning from the Torah was to take the Torah le'ah aleichem into our homes. The Torah is a living Torah. The Torah isn't a Torah strictly in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. Rather, the Torah is in la aleichem in every aspect, even in relations with our wife. Shuvah lachem, do we take the Torah along with us? He asked the Gemara, Yehachi, if we're going to take this approach, that every time something was repeated at Har Sinai, the reason it was repeated is not to teach us that this din will apply to Bnei Noach Bnei Yisrael, but rather it's going to be repeated because of a halacha called Chad v'Chad, name of Mishamil Sisni. So we could say regarding every one of the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, that they were repeated at Har Sinai, not to teach us that they apply both to the Bnei Noach and to the Bnei Yisrael, rather to teach us different details about the halacha. Answers the Gemara Hachikama. This is what the Gemara means to say. As hira meheder or misna balamali. Why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat the warning against doing any of the averus? It should have just been adequate for the Torah just to teach us the new detail. If the Torah wanted to teach us something about Gilui Arayos, then the Torah should have just told us different details of Gilui Arayos. The fact that the Torah repeated the basic isser of Gilui Arayos indicates that Gilui Arayos applied both to Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael. However, when it comes to Mila and Pur Ravu, where the basic din wasn't repeated, just the details, there we say that it's a situation where it was only said once. Something that was only said once only applies to Bnei Yisrael, and it was repeated only for the details. So the Gemara said, on Amar Aleph, Ve'elanu el gira nosha bovad. Rabbi Yosef Mechanina said that the only example we were able to find of something that was said before Kabbalah Satorah and not repeated was gira nosha, the leave of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but we have two more examples now. Hani namuliasni. But now we just gave example of Mila and Puravu. Answers the Gemara, Hani is Nele Shumel Sabalma. These mitzvahs, Pur Ravu and Bris Mila, were repeated. But as the Gemara just finished explaining, they were only repeated to teach us some detail. Whereas Gira Nasha, is a better example, because lo yisni klal, it wasn't repeated at all. The Gemara gives now another explanation why b'nei noyach are not obligated to have a bris mila. Ibeis ema mila mikarla from hudukamazle rachmana. The mitzvah mila was only said tavram avinu. As the pasuk says, v'atas brisi tishma atav zarecha achrecha l'daraisam. Atav zarecha in, you and your descendants are obligated to follow the bris mila mitzvah in a shechina loy, but nobody else. Ask the Gemara, but if the Torah speaks to Avram Avinu's descendants, obligating them to have a bris mila, elam ata b'nei Yishmol l'chayvu, so at least the b'nei Yishmol, who are clearly descendants of Avram Avinu, should have a bris mila. Answers the Gemara, ki b'yitzchak l'kol l'chazara. The Torah says only Yitzchak is considered your child, not your other descendants. However, as the Mefarshim say, it's not to say that the B'nai Yishmol, that Yishmol didn't have a bris mila. The Shagas Aryeh clearly indicates that Yishmol had a bris mila. And there are many reasons why the Mefarshim clearly indicate that Avraham Avinu made a bris mila for Yishmol and was obligated to make a bris mila for Yishmol. Number one, Yishmol clearly was Yilid Beisai. He was a member of Avraham's household. And the din is that every member of a household is obligated to have a bris mila. Furthermore, explained the Mefarshim, that when Yishmol was born, Avraham Avinu certainly had no way of knowing how Yishmol would behave, and maybe he would act properly, and therefore he certainly would be mechuyev to have a bris mila. And thirdly, when Yishmol was born, there were no other children to Avraham Avinu. So at that point, Yishmol was the only descendant that Avraham Avinu had, and certainly therefore that descendant would be mechuyev to have a bris mila. When our Gemara is saying that the Bnei Yishmol are not mechuyev a mila, it's only the Bnei Yishmol, but not Yishmol. But ask the Gemara, if so, Bnei Esav l'chayvu, Yitzchak is the child of Avraham Avinu, who's supposed to have a bris mila. So Esav should have a bris. Answers the Gemara, B'Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak, only Yaakov. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Rav Oshia, to this line of reasoning, we know that Avraham Avinu married Keturah. And according to this, B'nei Keturah lo l'chayva. And Hama and the Gemara is assuming that certainly they did have a bris mila. Answers the Gemara, Hama Rav Yosper, Avin Vitaim Rav Yosper Tanina, as Bresi Hefer, L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah. That the B'nei Keturah mechuyev in bris mila. But here we have a very interesting machloikis, Rashi and Rambam, how to understand what the Gemara means, L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah. According to Rashi, L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah means that the children of Keturah, that Avraham Avinu married Keturah, those six children were obligated to have a bris mila, but not further future descendants. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says L'Rabbis B'nei Keturah means to say that not only the B'nei Keturah, but even the future generations of Keturah are obligated to have a bris mila. And the Rambam takes it a step further. The Rambam says, since the B'nai Yishmol and the B'nai Keturah got mixed up with each other, therefore the halacha is the B'nai Yishmol are supposed to have a bris mila because they may be B'nai Keturah. However, the Mefarshim ask that we know that Bas and Cherev, or Bilbel is Kol Olam Kuloi, that Sencherev mixed up the entire world. And that's why the halacha is, that even though we're not allowed to accept Gerim from B'nai Amon, now we are allowed to accept Gerim from B'nai Amon. Because we have somebody living in Amon, it doesn't mean that he is the B'nai Amon. Because Bilbel Kol Olam Kuloi, Sencherev mixed up the entire world. Ask the Mefarshim, so why does the Rambam say that we have somebody who lives in Keturah, Yishmol, he has to have a bris mila, Bilbul Kala Olam Kulay? So there are Paiskim, the Shalomeshiv, the Machnechayim, who want to suggest that since the B'nai Keturah, B'nai Yishmol were always different than all the other Goyim of the world, whereas all the other Goyim of the world did not have a circumcision, and they always circumcised themselves, so when the entire world was mixed up, they were not mixed up. And therefore, the halacha is that they never got mixed up, and the concept of biblical ayam kula doesn't apply to Bnei Shema, Bnei Keturah. The Night of Yehuda gives a different answer. He says, we want, the reason this din that we follow Rav is a din that was only said to Jews. It wasn't said to Goyim. And therefore, a Bnei Shema, Bnei Keturah, if we have a person from Keturah, Yishma, we can't say that since most of the world is not from Yishma, Keturah, and Sancherv went, and Bilbal Kalayim Kula, we should follow the Rav. There is no din of Rav by Akum. Amar Yehuda Merav. Adam Arishin, Loi Hotoloi, Bas Lachila. Adam Arishin was not allowed to eat meat. Diksiv, Lachem Yilcha, Laochlo Chayas Aretz. Vegetation is for you and for the animals to eat. Vloi Chayas Aretz Lachem. But animals you may not eat. Ukshibah b'nei Noach hitalhem. Only by Noach, only in the time of Noach, the meat become mutter to be eaten. Shnema kierav esav nosati lchem eskol. That meat is like vegetables, you may eat everything. And the Mefarshim give many reasons why Adam Arishin wasn't allowed to eat meat, only in the time of Noach the meat become permissible. One pshat is because Adam Arishin had in the Gan Eden the best fruits and vegetables, and therefore why should they eat meat? Another pshat is that during the Mabul, all the animals should have been destroyed. The Ramban gives this reason. The reason that they were saved was because of Noach. So since Noach was the cause of their existence, that's why people may eat meat. Yochel continues the Gemara. Once we said that Bnei Noach were given a permission to eat meat, then the din of Eva Menachai ought not to apply to them. Tamalayim ach bas benafsha dom lo yisachelu. To Isser Eva Menachai. Yochel ach l'shrotzim. So we think that Eva Menachai applies by shrotzim. Tamalayim ach. Omai Talmuda. Why are shrotzim different? Answers the Gemara Amar Rav Huna, domai. Mish dom echolik besaroi. Where is there an Isser of Eva Menachai regarding a creature whose blood is distinct from its flesh? However, Yotze Shrotzim, Shein Dom Chalk B'sarim, the blood and the flesh are one and the same, and therefore there's no Issa Eva Menachai by Yisharetz. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Tadon Rishon Urdu B'dgas Ayom, My Lav Lachil, that you should rule over the fish. So doesn't that mean that you're allowed to eat fish? And if you're allowed to eat fish, isn't fish and meat the same? And in fact, the Sharman Tzion Balacha says, based on this Gemara, this is the reason why at a Sudas Mitzvah we could be Mekayim Mitzvah with eating fish, because our Gemara clearly wants to say the fact that Adam Arishin was allowed to eat, the Gemara is assuming he's allowed to eat fish, the fact that he was allowed to eat fish is proof that he was allowed to eat meat. So we see the fish and meat are the same. Says the Gemara Loi, it means L'melacha, that what the Pasuk meant to tell of Adam Arishin was that he could work with the fish. Ask the Gemara Dog B'nei Melacha B'nei Melacha Menu Kid fish to work? Answers them are yes. We have a precedent to say so. Kedah Rechava, in Kedah Rechava. The Bai Rechava. We know that Klayim is also to work with two different types of animals. Rechava asks, Hinnik be'iza b'shibuta. If somebody leads his wagon with a goat and a shibuta fish, obviously the fish, and he's walking along the beach, with the animal on the beach and the fish in the sea, is that considered Klayim? So it's clear that a fish can be used for work. The Gemara again asks a question. How can we say that Adam could not have eaten meat? Toshma, ub'oif ha-shamayim, my lav lachila, that Adam should rule over the birds doesn't mean that he could eat their flesh, the meat. Says Maraloi l'malacha. Ask the Gemara, v'oifas b'nei malacha nanu, can birds be used for work? Answers the Gemara, in. K'nebai rav barafuna, dosh b'avzim v'tanagoylim. If somebody threshed with geese and chickens, Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehuda mai. As the Gemara explains, it's the Gemara Masechta B'Metzia. The Pasuk says that when somebody is collecting grapes, the halach is you have to allow him to eat from those grapes. But the Gemara Masechta Matzias says perhaps that's only in a case with somebody working both with his hands and his feet. Why would be the halacha, asked the Gemara there, with birds that don't have hands and feet? It will the same then apply. But it's clear that birds can be worked with. Toshma, ubechol chaya hayremeses al aretz, that Adam Rishon could take dominion over the insects. Now insects can't be fit for work. Doesn't it mean that he could eat them? And it says the Gemara, hulasui nachash udasa. It's come to teach us that the nachash was given to Adam to work. The Tanya. Rav Shimon Menashe Oymer, Chaval Hashemesh Gadol Shavim Noilam. Each one of us had a great personal assistant that we lost. Shemalei Niskal Al Nachash, if not for the fact that the Nachash was cursed, Kolech Vechem Yisrael, Haimazdam Loi Shnei Nachashim Toivim, every person would have had two snakes, Echem Meshagul Tzof and Vechem Meshagul Darim. As Mepharshim explained, the snakes would have gone to places that's difficult for people to travel to, the north and the south, lahaviloi, to bring for him sabalim toiviv avonim tovus megolius, to bring gems and precious stones. V'loyoid, el shmafshilim mitzua tachas zanvoi, we would put a strap under his tail, umaitzvoi ofer l'ginos l'churvasoi, and he would have known to bring the earth that a person needs. So that's what it meant, that the snake was a very useful assistant to the person until he was cursed. May say, how can we say that Adam was prohibited to eat? Hi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tam Omer, Adam Rishon Meis began Eden. He was sitting in Gan Eden. They were roasting him wine and roasting him meat and bringing him wine. Hetzpanachish, when the snake saw this, v'rabichvaydiv in the skanabot, so we say he ate meat. Answers the Gemara, that was meat that came down specifically from Shemayim. Asked the Gemara, Miyika Bosa Yerbin Shemayim, is that possible for meat to come from heaven? Answers the Gemara, in. Kehadar of Shimon ben Chalafta v'kaz v'orcha. He was walking along the way. Pogba hanach ari v'sodaka namil abe. There were lions that were roaring in his face. Amar kfirim shoyagim l'taref. They're roaring because they need to eat. So two slabs of meat came down from Shemayim for him. Chodach lua, one he ate, for chodash of kua, and one was left to the side. Ice of Oslo Bay Midrasha, which were brought to the Bay Smedrish. Boilon, he asked, Dovet Tomer Huzer, Dovet Tomer, is it considered kosher, treif? Omle and Dovet Tomer Yorim in Shemayim. Bamine, Reb Zerim Rebavua, Yorle de Muschama Mahu. What would be if a donkey came down from Shemayim? What would be its halacha? Amle Yerod Nala, he made fun of him, you're a demented donkey. Ha Amri ain't Dovet Tomei Yerim Shemayim. We already said that nothing Tomei comes down from Shemayim. Rav Shimon Aimer, we learned Af Ala Kishif, that Bnei Noyach are Osir in Kishif. Asked the Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon. Why? Answered the Gemara, the Ksiv, Machshef Eloi Sechaya, the Ksiv, in the next pasuk says, Koshechem Behema Mois Yumas. Koshesh the Koshech Behema, whoever is prohibited to have relations with an animal, which include the Bnei Noyach, Yeshna, are also included in the category of Machshef Eloi Sechaya.